So hi, today we have got Vikram and Clementine. Welcome. And I believe your team has got a new proposal for strengthening the energy sources within Auroville. So can you explain a little about it, the nuances and who will be heading it and all of that?
Yeah, so we are focusing mostly on sustainability regarding the environment in Auroville as part of Auroville Consulting. And this project was in the renewable energy domain. No, you have waste, you have water, whatever. So this wasn't the renewable energy. We've called it as energy sourcing and storage. The way it came about was Varuna has started giving electricity subsidies for all Aurovillians. But there are many houses, especially in the green belt, that don't have an electricity connection. So they're not connected to the grid. So the stewards of these houses have been asking, what can Varuna or Auroville do for them? Because Varuna is subsidizing those with a electricity connection, but not those without. So then Varuna approached us, Auroville Consulting, and asked us to study the situation to see what can be done for these stewards. You know, especially it was in the green belt. In terms of should it be subsidies, should it be improving the system, how can this sector of Auroville be helped, in what way can they be helped, if at all?
So it's basically not strictly for the industrial zone, but it's for domestic requirements as well, or is it for both, and how is it going to be?
No, it was for the whole of Auroville. It was to study the energy situation in Auroville and to propose to Varuna what they could do.
So it's going to be a centralized system for the entire Auroville?
No, we've not come to that part as yet. This is just the scope of the study was this, to study the energy situation in Auroville and to make recommendations to Varuna.
Okay.
And we made a series of recommendations.
Okay, could you share the recommendations with us, if you don't mind?
Yeah, so we had four parts to the study. Yeah.
Okay.
So the first part was to study different kinds of energy systems in Auroville. So there could be a grid-connected system, there could be an off-grid system, there could be a system without solar, a system with solar, diesel generator and batteries, a system with just solar and no batteries, different configurations of systems. So we identified how many? Seven?
Seven systems.
Seven systems. And we had to analyze these systems on four parameters. There was the economic, the technical, the social, and the environmental. Normally, when discussion happens on these systems, they only speak about one parameter. They would say, oh, this is the cheapest system, or they would say, this is the most environmentally friendly system. But our role was to look at all these parameters and to analyze all the systems, make a framework for analysis and present our findings. So this was the first part of the study. The second was to analyze different battery types.
Okay.
So we analyzed three battery types. No? One is the FLA battery, which is the flooded lead acid battery. Second was the VRLA, valve regulated, whatever. The third was the lithium ion. And to see which would be suitable for Auroville. Again, on the same parameters, environmental, technical, social, and economic. The third part of the study was to take a sample greenbelt communities and to analyze the systems in those communities, not across Auroville, but just in the green belt communities, because that's a very specific context in Auroville where there's no grid and the stewards are completely on solar. So the lifestyle is different. The way the systems are configured is different. So we chose five communities. So it was Adventure,
Discipline, Evergreen, Miracle, and
Samridhi. So we must have spoken to around 30 stewards in all these communities. And again, the same parameters, social, economic, technical, and environmental. The fourth part of the study was to make calculations for the whole of Auroville.
Okay.
Yeah, because the third part was only on these selected communities, five communities. So using that data, we extrapolated for the whole of Auroville.
Okay.
Yeah. So the recommendations, your question was on recommendations,
yes,
are at each of these parts. In the first part, we have made recommendations. In the second part, we have made recommendations. Third and the fourth.
So the fourth part, the one concerning the entire Auroville community. So what would the recommendations?
I would say globally, for people having a solar system, it was noticed that some of them, particularly in the green belt, when they are isolated like that, and there's a misunderstanding of the system sometimes, or it's difficult to visualize how your battery is functioning, what's inside your battery, what is its stage of life, and how much electricity can you draw from the battery, and how to keep it running for a long time, for as many years as possible, to have the lesser impact. So I would say the most important and easy to fund as a recommendation is to install a monitoring system, which is called Wattmon. It's designed here in Auroville by Synergy. And I think for at least all of those remote places who can't rely on TNEB, it would be nice for them to have a close view inside of the system to understand it better and like it better.
So it's an alternative to solar energy, or would it, you know?
No, it's just a monitoring device which will tell you how much, what is the stage of charge of your battery, and how much are you consuming, how much are you producing. You can also realize sometimes, I'm consuming only that many kilowatt hours and I'm producing so much. What can I do to eventually share the surplus with my neighbor, or do I want to connect my system?
So you mean to say it is more energy efficient? No?
It's for a better understanding of the solar system, I would say. And I think that it's this consciousness, this awareness of how it functions is important. I think it's the first step to evolve, to make the systems evolve.
So it's like you're driving a car,
okay,
and you don't have your dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what speed you're going at. You don't know how full the tank is. You don't know what temperature the battery is. It's difficult to drive the car. You don't know if the headlights are on or off. So the dashboard, it gives you a way to understand how the car is functioning. So in a solar system, the Wattmon is a device that gives you an overview of the system. So how much energy you're getting from the sun, how much energy you're consuming. Without knowing this, it's difficult to plan your day. You don't know if you have to turn on the washing machine in the morning, in the afternoon, or at night, because you don't have electricity. You're only on solar in the green belt, right? So if I know that my battery is full at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, then I know, okay, fine, this would be a good time to start my washing machine. But if I don't know and I start my washing machine and the battery was not full, then I'm stuck.
So it's just a monitoring system.
It's just a monitoring.
Okay.
This was our first suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
That can Varuna sponsor Wattmon in every green belt community or in every house? We don't need to expand the amount of solar. You know, in these five communities, we had close to 40 kilowatts of solar in just these five communities. It's not a small amount. We don't need to increase the amount of solar. Many stewards, when Clementine spoke to them, they said they have blackouts during the day. They don't have energy during the day. But it's not possible. With that amount of solar, it's not possible. It's just that they don't know how much they are getting from the sun, when they should turn it on, when they should turn it off. So having a Wattmon would make a big difference. It's a small investment, but it gives you an overview of the system before you actually start making system level changes. You know, first understand what the problem is. You know, it's like taking an X-ray. Understand what the problem is before you intervene anywhere else.
So putting this in place would be, you know, it would help them cope better with the power shutdowns and all of that. And would a team be going and briefing the community, the people in the community, about how it works and all of that?
I think the most important thing would be that they don't see it anymore as a black box. They don't understand. They have no idea what's inside. It gives an inside view of what's happening in your battery.
Hmm.
What can you do? What can't you do?
Actually, your question was our second recommendation. That the green belters, they're not technicians, Right? Green belters are a certain profile of people, and they need to be assisted in maintaining their solar systems. So, can Varuna sponsor maintenance of systems?
Yeah, sponsor maintenance or just provide some guidelines, because some systems might be expanded whereas they were just not functioning at 100% of their capacity. For example, the panels need to, this is quite obvious, but the panels need to be cleaned. There shouldn't be shadow on the panels, and sometimes we report about 35% of the installations visited have the panels not cleaned and not they're not getting enough sun. So that's already a cause for less production of solar energy. So you don't always need to expand.
So, and you did conduct a survey on a sample group, right? To know the cost effect and analysis, a socioeconomic analysis. And there, one of the recommendations that you gave and asked the people were about the centralized this system, right? And I believe a few of them were not in favor of it. So, what do you think would be the reasons?
It was actually, it was about a third would be pro, a third would be slightly neutral, and a third would be not favorable to a centralized system for many different reasons. Because it's difficult to find the guidelines and for a community to share the system, or people don't have the same needs. Basically, all the needs are really diverse. Even in the green belt, some people are using only few lamps, and some people have fridges or AC, and it's hard to share when you don't have the same needs and you put the same energy and the same money maybe.
Yes. So given the diverse needs, would it be a viable option, this suggestion?
No, we did not recommend a centralized system. We recommended a pilot centralized system, not for the entire community, not for the entire Greenbelt, but for one community. Can we test a lithium ion battery installation as a central battery storage for one community?
But so it will be like running a pilot test.
It was just a pilot project for the second part of the study. When we analyzed different battery systems, we found that lithium ion would be a very good option. But because it's not available in India at the moment, we should test a pilot installation, a centralized system. No? So the centralized system, I think what you're referring to comes from there, the battery study.
Okay, so even if approved, given that lithium, the supply of lithium is quite, you know, limited here in India, how do you plan to, you know, get the product?
No, we just import it. That's okay.
So the investment, wouldn't it, you know, kind of raise the bar a little high?
Yes, it would. But it would outweigh the costs. The costs of VRLA and FLA batteries. See, they are more efficient. Lithium-ion batteries are more efficient. But we really need to see how it would be in practice. You know, we know, okay, import duties are, what, 30% or whatever.
But the transport duties and
exactly,
all of that.
Exactly. You know, once we test a sample, a pilot installation, we get experience, and then we can make better recommendations. For now, we thought just a small community, and we, I think we recommend a disciplined community.
Yes. So two things about that. The first one is that now we can't exactly quantify the economical impact of lithium ion, because finally we have no idea how many years they can last. If they are used properly like that in a centralized as a centralized system, we don't know if they can last 10 years, maybe 15 years. We have no clue, so that's why the pilot would be interesting. And the second thing is that it would maybe allow us to try to have all the solar system connected to the grid to be able to import and export, and therefore you minimize a lot the quantity of battery that you need. And it happens that in discipline, because of the guidelines in the green belt of not having the TNEB, even though TNEB is already there, people don't connect, which has actually a very bad ecological footprint, because the standalone solar system without TNEB connection is actually not more ecological, even less than a solar system importing slightly from TNEB.
So right now, none of the installations in the green belt are connected to the grid, right? So what happens if there's no grid connection is you need to have a battery storage. You have energy during the day. Now, if you want to turn on a fan at night, there's no sun. So you need to store that energy in batteries, and you take it from the batteries at night, right? Now, because there's no grid, your battery bank becomes large, right? So, say during the monsoons, you have rains for a couple of days. Now, you need to have enough energy in the battery bank so you can run your life till the sun comes back, right? Now, the most environmentally polluting product in the whole energy system, whatever, is the battery.
Okay.
Yeah? It's not environmentally friendly. So, we want to reduce the battery bank. Yeah? To reduce the amount of batteries, I need to have some alternative source of energy, right? Because I don't have, I've reduced the battery bank. So that alternative source becomes the grid. In a typical grid connected installation, you have solar as one source of energy, you have the grid as a second source of energy, right? And you have a small battery bank. So when there's the sun, you use energy from the sun. When there's no sun, you use energy from the grid. So you don't need the batteries. Only when there's no sun and no electricity do you draw from the batteries, which is very rare. So that's why you have a small battery bank, right?
Okay.
This is the most ideal configuration. The problem with this is that in the green belt, there's no grid. So you can't connect to the grid, right? So if we have to recommend grid-connected systems, it's a huge thing for Auroville because you'll have to lay the cables, you'll have to pull the grid into all the greenbelt communities. And by definition, greenbelts are communities where there's no electricity, where there's no grid. Yeah, you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if we have to promote this grid-connected systems, there has to be a change in Auroville's approach. Yeah? What we are saying is, don't shut down solar.
Mm-hmm.
Continue running your systems on solar. Let solar be the primary source of energy. The backup source, the secondary source of energy, instead of taking it from batteries, take it from the grid. It's environmentally friendlier. The second advantage is that if you have solar and you're not using that energy, say for instance right now I'm over here and my system at home is producing energy, right, because the sun's there, that energy can get exported to the grid, right? So the energy that I'm not using gets exported to the grid and it's used somewhere else, and it's a much more environmentally friendly energy than getting energy from coal.
Okay.
Yeah. So our recommendation was grid connected solar for every community in the green belt, but that was only our fourth recommendation. The first recommendation was to install Wattman. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Second recommendation was to sponsor maintenance of systems. Yeah. Clean the panels, you know, prune the trees. Let the existing panels generate the energy that they are meant to generate.
So if the first three recommendations, you know, they are taken care of, there wouldn't be a need for the
Then let us see, exactly, because it's most expensive to convert every community in the green belt into grid connected solar. It's economically expensive.
Taxing, yeah.
And also at a social level, green belters may not agree for the grid coming into the green belt, right? So let's keep that aside. First, get an understanding of the system.
Okay.
Wattman, yeah? Then our third recommendation was to strengthen the solar fund. We have a fund in Auroville called the Solar Fund, which is given to green belters to help them with their solar systems. The current amount does not seem to be sufficient, right? So if Varuna wants to help green belters, or if any donor wants to help green belters, then let's strengthen the solar fund. Let's give green belters the option of expanding the system or replacing components.
But the goal is not to put more investment into bad material, for example. I guess that because people don't have much of a choice but to do a short-term investment, they might invest in bad quality batteries, which will be cheap at the moment, but last less amount of time. But if you add a little more in your investment, then you can get batteries which can last about 7 or 8 years. The sealed batteries, they are not environmentally, they are not much better than the other ones, but the fact that they last about 1.5 or 2 times longer, it's a much it's a much better footprint on the environment, actually. So if we can't afford lithium ion, at least let's go for a good quality material, which will last longer.
So guidelines for procurement.
Yeah.
So to help green belters, or to say this is what you need to purchase, you know, you can't go for substandard material. Yeah. That was one of the the next recommendation was to replace FLA batteries with VRLA batteries.
Right? Okay.
Flooded, that's what Clementine was just referring to, to improve the efficiency of batteries. These four recommendations itself would make a huge difference to green belters. And then we can take a call on expanding the system capacity. Maybe some houses need more solar panels, some houses need more batteries. But we need to do the first few recommendations before we can answer this question. And after that, we recommended converting to grid interactive SPV systems. This was one of our last recommendations.
Yeah, but then again, given that the other three are being taken care of, we wouldn't have to fall back on this.
We don't know yet. We need to have the Wattman.
It's also how much importance you want to give to that. Do you want, yes or no, to have a very small footprint on the environment? If yes, well, you have to to put the money in it and to go for it. But that doesn't work with those social aspects, which are the development of electricity network in the Green Belt and all that. So it has to be considered at a global level, because when you go for this kind of systems, I think you have to think of Oroville in a global scale, and then imagine the very much optimum situation. So that will be probably an important town planning project. But that's if we really want to have a small impact on the environment, that would be the optimum solution.
So how cost efficient is this, and what is the cost of implementing it, for setting it up?
Yeah, so when we did rough calculations, to connect to the grid, we came up to something like around 2.2 crores, the whole of Oroville. To install Wattman in these five communities, I think we quoted around 4-5 lakhs. And if it is for the entire Oroville, it would be around 30-40 lakhs, somewhere in that range. To convert FLA batteries to VRLA batteries, we had calculated around 1.5 crores. This is after discarding all the old batteries. And this is for the whole of Oroville. But this really depends when it's going to be done. No, battery prices, lead prices keep changing, taxes keep changing.
And who would fund it?
We have to find donors.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to find
donors. So you are throwing open these recommendations, and they'll have to, you know, consider it. And then probably it could be put forth for sponsors.
Yeah, the study was actually sponsored by a donor.
Okay.
Right, Varuna.
Okay.
The client for this study is a donor themselves, and they asked us to give them recommendations. So they would be the first organization.
So what benefit would they be getting, like, if they are sponsoring
That's
it?
That's a topic for the next interview, I guess.
Okay, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So how long did it take for you to complete the study and, you know, come up with the recommendations and all of that?
So I think the proposal for the study was defined at the end of May of last year, 2015.
14.
May 2014.
Oh, yes, exactly. And so I arrived in the beginning of July, and it took us till the... Actually, we met on the 2nd of January with our clients for an important meeting, and then the study took maybe till February or March to be fully closed, and the editing process lasted till recently, so we'll be publishing it.
So around a year.
So where can we find it? If probably to find the recommendations and all of that made in the study, where can we find it? It will be put online.
Yeah, it will be put online on Oronet, and I think you can also find it at oroville consulting.com.
Okay, so anyone who wishes to know more about it can probably go check in there. Yeah. Thanks a lot for sharing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah.